Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avant Card, making personal loans more personal.
Mairead Lavery from the Farmers General joins us once again. Good afternoon, Mairead.
Good afternoon.
Do you like chamomile tea or any of that sort?
No. Yeah, I'm a Barry's woman.
It's not tea at all.
Yeah, no, and there's some places where I don't know whether it's the water. I think the water has an awful lot to do with the quality of tea.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a person now who kind of heats the cup, empties out the water. Now, I make it in the teapot for Saturday morning and Sunday morning, those days.
Yeah.
But the rest of the time, tea just is, it's the tea bag. But I warm the cup first and put the water in, and then I put the tea bag in and I leave it there. But I take very light tea, so it's just one little shake and that's it.
Right, but Brand. You warm the cup. That's because warm a teapot.
I hate eating tepid tea.
Yeah.
I like a cup of really nice hot tea, warm tea.
Yeah. Well, it's best to start out as being a bit too hot and then you just reach that perfect temperature.
Yeah, exactly, that perfect temperature.
Yeah.
It's not
a
nice.
Nice big slug of it. Mm. The Bord Bia food service report. How are things working?
Yeah, well, look at, it's a huge area. Food service is all the food we eat in the country that we don't eat at home.
Mm.
So if you're in hospital, if you're in schools, if you've got work canteens, if you're in restaurants, if you're like literally anywhere, education establishments, pubs, fine dining, everything like that, that's what they call food service. And it's a huge growth area, actually. It's estimated it'll be worth $8.2 billion a year this year. That's up 6%, just over 6%, 6.1%. And Bord Bia bring out these trends. So, like, you know, if Bord Bia weren't doing the trend stuff or we weren't following trends, we'd all still be back eating bacon and cabbage and two spuds in the middle of the day.
Mm.
So you have to kind of know what's the consumer, what way is the consumer going? So in my view, it's a must read report for anybody who's in the food sector, anyone involved at all in food preparation. Because what it's shown is that convenience is still absolutely the big thing. This idea of three meals a day that we're sitting down to breakfast, dinner and lunch, or lunch and dinner, depending on where you come from, that we're doing that. We're not doing that anymore.
Mm.
The time spans between eating has kind of merged and, you know, gelled together, and you're kind of snacking more and there's more kind of off the cuff eating as opposed to sitting down to formal meals.
Yeah.
The other thing, the big thing is the whole delivery and takeaway business. Delivery is big. People are, if they go out to eat now, they want more than good food. They want an experience.
Yeah.
Get the belly dancer in or the python or whatever it is.
I don't know what restaurants have down your way.
Well, I don't know. But you see, to me, like, you know, the food is what makes the going out experience.
Yeah.
Not the kind of the sideshow.
Mm.
But anyway, seemingly it's going to be what is the unique experience. So I don't know whether it's different type of food or whatever. But also the whole delivery stuff. We all know about Deliveroo and Just Eat, very much an urban phenomenon and very much on a growth path as well. And that's going to be, looks as if, you know, if you're in even the pub food business, restaurant, even fine dining business, you're going to have to embrace it because that's where part of the future is. And if you, you know, if you want to grow your business, the idea is now that you'll introduce people to the restaurant or to the fine dining experience or the hotel through the food being delivered to them. And then they'll come in then to have the vice versa.
Yeah,
this special experience. But it can't be ignored. And they've noted a trend now where there's takeaway only kitchens. They're just, you know, they're preparing food for takeaway.
Mm.
Now, that hasn't happened seemingly in this country yet, although someone will make a liar out of me waiting, you see.
Aren't takeaways takeaway only kitchens?
I suppose, But it's that broader range rather than the fish and chips.
Yes,
it's that broader range of food. So, as I say, it's a big, big growth growth area. And the report is available today. There's a whole conference on it about today. And looking into trends is really important because, as I said, you know, if you don't kind of know what the consumer is looking for into the future, and as like local food and fresh food is still very important to them,
mm-hmm.
so is the whole idea of sustainability. Like, you know, once used plastic, we don't want to know that. But then I just don't know how the packaging and everything works when in terms of delivering food. It seems to be a bit of a contradiction.
Well, it depends what it's delivered in. An awful lot of things are delivered in cardboard or recyclable materials.
Recyclable anyway. And then the other challenge that this whole food service has is that we've got a growing young population, we've also got a growing older population.
Mm.
So it's kind of, you know, very different demands from the two sides of the, you know, the age brackets. And you can even see that if you listen to some of the advertising for on radio in particular for food to be delivered to the home of older people. It's the choices and it's the kind of the familiarity there, like the bread and butter pudding or the rice pudding or the jelly and custard or, you know, the nice roast beef, whereas it's a different type of food for the younger generation.
Yeah.
But both of them are in growth areas. It's not, you know, there's more people getting older and there's more people who are using the convenience of food, of buying in and using takeaway.
Yeah. And it's good because there's a lot of options now where your takeaway doesn't have to be, you know, fattened crap.
No, like, but I mean, really sure, just go into any kind of handy supermarket nowadays and go down to where you used to be able to buy a few slices of ham and maybe a bit of, you know, salami or something like that. Whereas now you've got all these dinners laid out. I mean, it's not just the roast chicken that you have in the bag anymore. It's the dinner, you know, for 2 days with vegetables and the potatoes and it's all in a tin foil packet and you just bring it home. You don't even have to wash the saucepan. Put it into the cooker for 45 minutes or an hour and you got out and you got 2 days dinner there.
Yeah. Someone's texting in with a question for you. Can you ask what agri-career opportunities are coming up? For example, Chagas ending the embargo on employment. I'm a recent agricultural science graduate and I need a job.
Well, honest to God, you shouldn't have too much trouble getting them because there seems to be huge demand out there. If you've done your degree in UCD, it's just been announced that it's one of the top five ag colleges in Europe and number 19 in the world. So you've got a great background out there. They've a fine range, a variety of courses from like pure ag to more ag biz. I know there was a function out there this week in UCD on careers and careers availability. And I know we're certainly interviewing for interns next week in the journal. We take on about 8 or 10 every year and they're coming, and often them come directly from Ag College. So, yeah, I mean, contact your college, I would say, you know, the student services in the college, and see what the story is in terms of people coming in looking to interview first years or looking to interview, you know, people who are straight out or in fourth year.
Yeah. Now, for this young man or woman, not right now, obviously, but in sometime in the future, might growing pot be an option?
Well, honest to God, it seems to be. We had the world, a bunch of journalists from all around the world in Ireland, agricultural journalists, and we did a podcast with them, you know, as to what mattered, what was the real stirring issues in the country. And the woman from Sweden was talking about, you know, the forest fires and the fodder crisis over there as well, which was as significant as here. And the man from Canada said, well, the big story in Canada is the legalization of marijuana. And now, you know, who's going to get to grow it? It's too late this season. It has to wait until next season. So there's a real shortage of marijuana. And so it would never have been, I mean, it would have been grown intensively, I presume, in glasshouses or greenhouses, but not out in the open. And now it can be grown in the open ground. So getting, you know, no more than you try to maximise grass growth or barley growth or whatever wheat, now the objective will be to maximise the growth of marijuana. There's a big row developing in Canada, it seems, from, you know, farmers have land. It's an alternative source of income. It's an alternative enterprise now. But there's a lot of people who've invested really heavily in glasshouses because there was very strong, stringent rules around access and, you know,
and security.
And all of this and biosecurity and everything. And the people who are in those kind of trade organisations are really annoyed with the fact that it now can be grown in the open. And they're saying things like the drones will be able to come in and take the blossom or whatever it is that produces whatever it is.
The sensimilia. Yeah.
That they'd be able to whip, you know, you can train them to whip the things off. Now that seems like farcical.
It doesn't sound that farcical. Yeah.
Well, seemingly the cost at the moment is somewhere, I think it's Canadian dollars, about $1.60 to $2 a gram. But once it's built, or once it starts to grow in the ground and it reaches a certain level, they're talking about it costs only about 25 cents a gram. So like that
and
is...
And that's the wholesale price.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now I'm not an expert to tell you the truth there now, Sean. But it doesn't seem you'd be going to kind of maybe great odds. But then they're talking about pesticides and they're talking about sprays and they're talking about all sorts of things being used, you know, to destroy those crops. So it's a really hot topic in Canada.
It's very, because people would be looking for organic pot. And then when they get it, they set fire to it and inhale it, which of course is, you know, very good for the planet and for themselves.
Yeah, but it seems weird now, doesn't it, really? But Canada, second country in the world, as far as I know.
And on that part, you did mention there about using drones, but like robots are increasingly something.
One of the colleges and universities in Europe, and don't ask me how to pronounce this, is Wageningen. It is literally sounds like that. It's Wageningen. It's a university in Holland, and they're big into like looking to the future, like how to grow food on Mars, the real capabilities of drones, taking and really, really looking at how food is produced and the way we do it. Like one of the things they're looking at is the light levels that food requires, and how by changing the light levels, you know, you can absolutely change even the taste of the food that would be grown under it. So, I mean, you know, we everything is like, we're nearly still Stone Age in the way we grow stuff. Like, we put it in the ground and we, you know, people think in the future maybe, like the way we used to have open fires. Imagine they had open fires in their houses. But anyway, this one of the things they're doing is they've set up a trial on growing cucumbers. And they have the trained horticulturist with his patch. And then they have the rest of them, which has all been looked after by software engineers and scientists. And it's all been done by artificial intelligence. So the artificial intelligence picks up when the stuff needs to be, you know, different at the different stages of growth, what needs to happen and how it needs to be treated.
We're all going to be replaced by robots.
So far, the robots are winning.
Yeah, of course they are. Mairead, thanks a million for coming in to us. Mairead Lavery there from the Farmers Journal. Back in a couple of minutes.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avant Card, making personal loans more personal.